The Indians who lived along the coast of the Pacific Northwest were fishermen who lived in permanent homes and villages. Outside their homes stood magnificent totem poles, each carved and painted with figures representing the legendary history of the family. At the top of many poles was the figure of Raven. In the beginning of time, according to the legend of these Indians, Raven was a great spirit who was as much a man as he was a bird. And at first, he was not black, as all ravens are today. In those days, the whole world was clouded in misty darkness. There was no sun, no moon, no stars. The people were poor, sickly creatures. They had nothing to eat except leaves and roots. Feeling sorry for them, Raven said,
"Caw, I am Raven, who sets things right."
He shook a tree so that its leaves fell into a pool of dark water. The pool began to bubble, and the leaves turned into fish, swimming and jumping in the water. The people said, "Thank you, Raven, but now when we eat the fish, we will be thirsty, and we dare not drink the dark water in the pool." Immediately, Raven soared up into the misty air, saying,
"Caw, I am Raven, who sets things right."
He flew over the mountains to the house of a giant named Ganuk, for Raven knew that inside the house was the only spring of fresh water in the world. When Ganuk welcomed him, Raven said,
"To visit you, I have come a long, long way. I am very thirsty."
"You may have one sip," said Ganuk, for although he could not possibly drink all the water himself, he had never shared it with anyone.
Raven took a long, deep swallow, and Ganuk cried,
"That's enough! You drink as though you were trying to drink enough water for all the people in the world."
That was just what Raven wanted to do. So he made a magic, and in one more swallow, drank up almost all the water in the spring.
"You thief!" roared Ganuk. "You won't steal my water. I'm going to squeeze it all out of you."
Raven tried to escape through the smoke hole at the top of the house, but he had swallowed so much water that he couldn't squeeze through.
"I've got you now," roared Ganuk.
Piling green logs on the fire, he made a great black smoke that almost choked Raven to death. With a mighty effort, Raven escaped, but he carried the mark of the smoke hole, for ever since that day, Raven has been as black as night. As he flew away from Ganuk's house, Raven wobbled back and forth because he was so heavy, and he spurted little streams of water from his beak. Thus Raven made the rivers, and they all twist and turn and wind because he flew in such a crooked path. Here and there he scattered single drops, which became lakes and ponds, and that is how he brought fresh water to the people. Now the people had food and water, but they still had to fish by the light of torches, because the world was still in darkness. Raven said,
"Caw, I am Raven, who sets things right."
Straight away he flew to the house at the source of the river, for in this house, the old one was hiding the sun and the moon and the stars. In order to get himself inside the house, he turned himself into a bird, just like all the ravens that live in the world today. The old one lived alone with his daughter. She lived a lonely life and wanted to keep the bird as a pet. The old one said,
"Oh, very well.
Very well, but keep it tied up so it won't go near my treasures.
High in the rafters, Raven saw the treasures he had come for. 3 great bags that looked just big enough to hold the sun and the moon and the stars. After a time, the old one went out hunting, and his daughter left the house to bathe in the river. With his strong, sharp beak, Raven quickly untied the knot that held him to the perch. Up to the rafters he flew and pulled the drawstring around the smallest of the 3 bags. With a great whoosh, the stars flew out of the bag and swept up through the smoke hole to scatter themselves across the sky. When the old one saw the stars in the sky, he knew that Raven had tricked him. In great anger, he ran toward the house. Raven untied the 2nd bag, and the house was filled with a great white light as the moon rose up through the smoke hole. The old one burst into the house, bellowing,
Ho, you Raven! You've done enough mischief! You'll not steal my last and greatest treasure!
Before the old man could reach him, the bird turned himself back into a great spirit and flew out of the house with the 3rd bag. Straight as an arrow, he flew back to the Crooked River, where all the people were fishing, and he called out,
Caw! Cover your eyes, for I have brought the sun!
Some of the people covered their eyes, but others only laughed and said,
You are only Raven. Why should we cover our eyes?
Raven was angry at the people who did not trust him, so without further warning, he used his great sharp beak to tear open the bag. Up rose the sun, and a great flood of light swept over the world, driving away the misty darkness. The people who had failed to cover their eyes were blinded by the great light. In panic, they dived into the river or jumped for the shore. Those that took to the water became seals and otters and such. Those that jumped ashore became bears and deer and wolves and all the other land animals. Those who had covered their eyes brought their canoes safely ashore and continued to be men. In the warm sunlight that Raven had brought them, they grew into strong, vigorous men who ventured out onto the open sea and pitted their strength against the strength of sharks and whales. After that, because so many people had not trusted him, Raven appeared only as a bird, and all he said was,
Caw! Caw!
But the people always remembered that it was Raven who set things right. And they gave him a place of honor on their totem poles. For it was Raven who found the people in darkness and brought them the sun.